Next application.
Case number 13160, Daniel A. Eby seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Beach Highway, Sussex County Road 16. The 911 address is 12780 Beach Highway in Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 430, Map 6, Parcel 47.24. We have two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking an 8-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed pole building.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We'll have you sworn in and then we'll let you present your case.
Sir.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Daniel Eby, 12780 Beach Highway, Greenwood, Delaware, 19950.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to that you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
I want to thank you guys for giving me the chance to speak tonight. For question number one, the uniqueness of the property. Our property is 1.93 acres. However, the dimension of the property is approximately 570 feet long and only 150 feet wide. It creates a unique narrowness situation limiting the buildable area. In addition, the property has a large pond that's shared amongst three total properties at the rear of the property there, and it's spread between three neighbors, which also limits buildable area within the property. Upon purchasing the property prior to us taking ownership of it in 2015, the property was already graded and shaped prior to purchase to allow for the drainage of runoff water towards the center of the property. I have a picture I can give to you guys as well here. The variance would allow for the construction of the pole barn without disturbing the flow and drainage of the property. The variance for me would be much cheaper to deal with rather than having a company come in and regrade and shape the yard for the water to flow to that backyard.
If you wanted to hand that in, you won't get that back, unfortunately, though.
So you can see in that picture the water, everything, the way that we're properly shaped, it's designed to run to the back and then down to the center towards that dock to flow into the pond. The primary use of the pole barn is going to be for storing vehicles and equipment. Just another thing, but it's a we have a boat. It's 32 foot long on a trailer. It's a little bit over 45 feet. So we'd like to keep them things out of sight and out of the weather, and to maintain them and also to maintain a clean and orderly property. For question number two, it cannot otherwise be developed. So the selected location that we chose there at the end of the driveway is the only location suitable for building the pole barn due to the characteristics of the property. The pond in the rear doesn't allow for building the pole barn at the rear of the property. The driveway is unable to be moved because in the driveway just to the right is where my drain field is. You can see the discoloration in the grass there. And then the east side of the backyard has two wells located along the east side, leaving the west side of the property the only portionable for usable level ground. Question number three, not created by the applicant. So the house that is on there was built in 2006. We purchased the property in 2015 with everything on there. The pond was already on the property prior to our purchase. And we've made zero structural changes to the property since purchasing in 2015. Question four, will not alter characteristics. So the property, as you can see, is located along Route 16 in a non-HOA rural location. It's not located within any neighborhood. The rear property is owned behind my property, is owned by Redden State Forest, just on the other side of Mr. Snyder. That's a 343-acre section of Owen Track of Redden State Forest. In addition to that, I've received written approval and written and signed approval from both of my neighbors, Victor Hill, who is the residence developer directly to the east, and then also the neighbor directly to the west, Betty Ham. I typed up a letter, explained both of them what I was looking to do, where we're looking to put the property, or the pole barn on the property, and neither of them have any issues with it. And then number five, the minimum variance. Requesting to move from a 15-foot side yard property variance to 7 feet. The variance would allow for construction of the building without altering the natural drainage to the yard down to the pond. In addition, the boat being stored in the building is approximately 45 feet long in the trailer with limited maneuverability when backing into the property. We're unable to alter the driveway because of the drain field that's already there, and we're unable to access the backyard from any other location on the property due to the wells on the west side. In addition, I'm a member of the Delaware State Police Special Operations Response Team. I have a travel vehicle which is stored with several pieces of gear and equipment in it that I like to keep inside of that barn as well. the way that the barn is designed there, straight in off the driveway would allow for safe entrance and exit out of there in the event that we're on call for something.
That complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Sure, we might have some questions. It looks like that pond takes up quite a bit of your backyard.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know how that would function. You have to go across the pond to get to the rest of your backyard?
Yes, so the only way we can access it is through the, if on that picture there, we have a dock that we built to go across there. That's the only access we have there. Or my neighbor.
Oh, I see that.
Our neighbor to the left will let us, if we just kind of need to get back there, we can walk around or whatever we need to do.
Do you mind pointing out where the two wells are?
So the first well is right here, and then the second well is right here.
Okay.
Those are both for the geothermal system that was in there. We had to have them redug when we bought the property just because they weren't deep enough, and the water quality was not good.
Any other questions from the board? Mr. Adams?
So this is the furthest it could come towards the center? Can it come any further? I mean...
So the only thing with coming back to the center, if I come any further over, we had already initially were going to put a lean-to off this one, the one side that got porch. We did away with that just because it's already going to be in center with the edge of the house, okay. The way that it, with that variance already, if we get to move to 7 feet.
Okay.
So if I come any further, even just kind of maneuvering any kind of vehicle into the backyard for any kind of work is going to be extremely difficult.
Yeah. And the reason for the size is because of the boat?
The boat and then the vehicles, equipment, and then obviously okay. With kids, they have a lot of stuff.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions? You would please have a seat.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13160? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13160? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13160 for Daniel Eby. The property has unique conditions, physical conditions. It's a very narrow property with a pond behind it and a drain field. And due to this physical circumstances, there's no possibility the property could be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and this variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or impair the use or development of the adjacent property, and it does seem to represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13160 has been approved. Have a good evening.